This weekend in particular, it's time for sports. Winter games continue in Beijing. But come on, who's watching? Super Bowl tomorrow between two teams who were not predicted to get there as the NFL continues to be beset with accusations and lawsuits. Howard Bryant from Meadowlark Media joins us. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And of course, let's begin with the Olympics. I confess, I haven't watched more than a few minutes this year for a variety of reasons. And it's not just me, is it?
No, I think there's a lot of Olympic fatigue, and it just feels like we just had the Olympics because COVID pushed the 2020 Olympics into 2021. So it sort of feels as though we've already done this. And so there's that. There's obviously the Peng Shuai China issues, so many China issues. And I think that people have just sort of felt a little fatigued, a little out of it when it comes to this games. However, it's still the Olympics, and I have to admit, I enjoy moguls, and I still enjoy the Dutch traveling as well as they do for speed skating, and I love the luge and the bobsled and the skeleton going down feet first or head first. You take your pick. And there's been great stories as well. I think that Lindsay Jacobellis finally redeeming herself, if you want to call it that, after the embarrassment 16 years ago when she hot-dogged it on the finish line and ended up losing a medal. And so this is a great redemption story for her. There's always something good at the Olympics, even when you do have a little bit of Olympic fatigue.
Well, and I know this will shock you, but there's also, I believe, a Russian doping scandal allegation.
You can't forget the Russian doping scandal, yes. And the 15-year-old figure skater, you know, was the darling of these games, and then of course it turns out that was she taking angina medicine or something, and now we've got another Russian doping scandal.
Super Bowl this weekend, of course, and tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people might watch it. The LA Rams at their own stadium against the Cincinnati Bengals. How did these two teams make it to the Super Bowl over Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Kansas City Bay?
Well, I think that if you're the Bengals, you say, wow, we went to the Super Bowl after we lost to the Jets. That's doing something. I think the Rams were always a good team. It was always going to be whether or not they were going to figure it out. They've got Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the game. He's probably going to be the difference maker in this game. I think that things have to break your way as well. And I think that the most impressive thing is watching young Joe Burrow come out going to Kansas City after that amazing, amazing playoff game between the Bills and the Chiefs. And he goes into Kansas City and wins a game over there. And that's how it happens. So one of these teams is going to win their first Super Bowl, whether that's Cincinnati, or one of them is going to win their second. And that would be the LA Rams. Also, you know, a shout out to Matthew Stafford, who toiled in Detroit for all those years. And he gets traded for Jared Goff, who had once taken the Rams to the Super Bowl. He gets traded to Detroit. Stafford comes to the Rams. And now Matthew Stafford, after all these years, is in his first Super Bowl.
Yeah. And of course, let's not ignore the fact that the Super Bowl is occurring at a time of multiple scandals and allegations and actual lawsuits and alleging racism or sexism. And in the midst of that, the Miami Dolphins hired a Yaley, Mike McDaniel, as head coach. And this has raised new questions about the Rooney Rule.
Yeah, very insulting, sort of horrible story. I feel badly in some ways for Mike McDaniel, who is biracial and was hired under the Rooney Rule. And I think that really the issue is not his identity or what he identifies as or digging into his family tree. The issue is that this rule was designed to increase the number of black coaches, and that he really does not fall under the spirit of what this rule was supposed to address. And so once again, even when the NFL thinks they're doing something right, there's always a tinge of odiousness to what they do. I feel bad for all those black coaches out there who have been trying to get hired and haven't been able to, and now they have to deal with this as well.
Howard Bryant of Meadowlark Media, thanks so much.
No, my pleasure, Scott.